And here we go again. Hi, how you doing? I'm Gene Price. It's Friday, and it's time for a long weekend. Well, let's make it a good one. Let's go back for the best thing from the Kendos. Heaven's Just a Sin Away.
Heaven's just a sin away.
The Kendos, and as I've said before, I stand by their statement. I still think that's the best thing they've ever done. It's the father and daughter, Royce and Jeannie Kendall from St. Louis, Mo, and they got themselves a song. And that one, to me, I think is by far the best thing they've ever done for many reasons. That reminds me so much of the good old days of R&B, rhythm and blues and rock and roll back in the 60s. Now, this song would never have been on a country playlist 10 years ago, and it just would not have done it. But country has changed. It's, you know, in many ways, many of the country purists, as we discuss from time to time, are not happy about it. I can see your point of view. A lot of people, younger generation, are happy about it. I can see their point of view. So what we try to do is try to play some of the things that would maybe, you know, please both parties, the purists and also the new people. And if you're a country purist and if you're a new person to country music, you gotta like this song. Let's go back about 7 years ago. One of the greats of country music, this is Ray Price.
I've had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind, the downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. And I guess you could say it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story, or what there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. And times when the times were so hard, ways, somehow I made it through. But for every moment I've spent hurting, there was a moment spent loving you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Beautiful song from one of the greats, as I mentioned, Ray Price, and You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. No doubt about it. That's one that you can memorize and sing that one to your doctor or to your butcher, depending on it. In my case, they're the same guy. At any rate, that's Ray Price right here with Gene Price. No relation. Ship, I wish we were. The old Cherokee cowboy. He does very well. Voice gets older and more mellow, as they say, but it's really true in his case. You know something? How much money will your survivors have when you die?
Let's see. It depends. If I make all the next three or four passes this weekend in Vegas, maybe a lot. Or then again, they could be in the hole.
Well, let me tell you this. You think about it, then consider the various government programs that will help you plan for your family's financial protection and security. Servicemen's Group Life Insurance that covers you while you're on active duty. Veterans Group Life Insurance that covers you when you retire from the service. A survivor's benefit plan that pays your survivors up to 55% of your retired pay if you die after 20 years in the service. There are other programs as well. For more information, see your personnel officer. Protect the future. Protect the future of your family. Do it today. All right, let's go to Mr. DJ. This is T.G. Shepherd, one of his earlier hits from 2 years ago.
Mr. DJ, would you please play that old rugged cross? You know it saved me, and it gave me a hope I thought I lost. I was a doubter, a down and outer, drunk and dirty in L.A. When a radio station brought me salvation with a song my mama used to play. I know the master, he was no stranger to the beggar on the street. He gave them more than gold or silver. He gave them something to believe. Mr. DJ, would you please play that old rugged cross?
Oh, rugged cross.
Will it save me? And it gave me a hope I thought. Still a hobo, and I still go where those four winds carry me. I don't worry, 'cause I know he is walking right along beside of me.
Mr. DJ, would you please play?
Here it is right there. Song from 1978. That's T.G. Shepherd, and that's Mr. DJ doing very well with that song. And I'll tell you what we're going to do here right now. I got to play this song that I think is one of the better efforts from this year's Male Vocalist of the Year. A gentleman who waited a long time to pick up this honor, but he deserves it and has for a long, long time. He did it with a song called He Stopped Loving Her Today. But let's go back, I think, 3 years ago for this one. George Jones, and this is the Grand Tour.
Step right up, come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you, some things I know to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. But now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we lay in love together. Don't it look like she'd be able just to touch me and say good morning, dear? There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. As you leave, you'll see the nursery. Oh, she left me without mercy, taking nothing but her baby and my heart. Step right up.
All right, Mr. George Jones, a fella from who hails from Saratoga, Texas, down in that neck of the wood. He grew up long time ago walking down the street with his guitar, just picking and singing and learning how to do the things that would eventually bring him into prominence as one of the most respected of all country singers within the industry of country music, as I have said, and I'm sure you've heard other Josh Dickies also say this, that George Jones is considered the country song, the country singer's singer. In other words, all the people in the industry, whenever he performs, like to flock in there and hear him, because the guy does have, he epitomizes what country music, I guess, has been for a lot of years.
Leonard Fetzgerald, in a moment, it's be time for a historical moment to remember. I thought we'd do that after the next song.
Fine, sounds good. Have you got a good song lined up for us?
Oh, sure. One of the earlier hits of Mel McDaniels. I always thought this was the best thing he ever did. It's called Soul of a Honky Tonk Woman, and I do know from Honky Tonk Women.
All right, here's Mel McDaniels.
She puts on a makeup each evening and makes up the story she'll tell. Then she heads for a neighborhood tavern and the nightlife that she knows well. There's always somebody there waiting to whisper sweet talk in her ear. He'll lie when he tells her he loves her and leave her crying honky-tonk tears. And she can fool anybody she wants.
I'm gonna let him know that she's wanted for more than a honky-tonk memory. And she can fool anybody she wants to.
His name is Mel McDaniels. He hasn't done too many big things lately. The last thing he had out was Good Morning, Darling. Hello, Darling. Good morning. Was it Good Morning, Sweetheart? Hello, Baby, to you. I always, the record just slips my mind. That's typical of my program, though. That and spilling coffee all over the floor here.
Leonard Fenchtewald, it is time for that historical moment to remember, and you've got it, Brother Price.
Thank you, Leonard.
And now, the Gene Price Show presents A Historical Moment to Remember.
It was on this day in history in 404 B.C. in China that the Chinese invented the firecracker because it was becoming too expensive to blow up laundry. as we move along, my little chickadees, here on the Gene Price program, what a charming young lady here. What a morsel of delight.
Don't break the heart that loves you.
Thank you, Margot. Margot Smith is her name, and so I wanted to say Margot Lane. Remember Margot Lane? She was the girlfriend of the Shadow, if I remember correctly, wasn't she? The Shadow Do. Remember that great, great old series? At any rate, there's a song right there. It goes back to about 1967. That song became the number six best-selling song for that entire year. And boy, did she have a great year, too. And still does, for that matter. She hasn't had a hit what you'd call substantial hit now in, what, about a year or so? She's had a few dry wells she's run up against here. The last few outings, songs that just barely got into the charts, didn't do anything, but for a while she was really cranking out some great songs. And, you know, most of her success was done with some of the old songs. I don't understand why they stopped that. She did it with this song. She did it with Little Things Mean a Lot. It Only Hurts for a Little While, these songs going back to the 50s, and all of a sudden tried to get a little slick here. Maybe that's her style. Go back and get the old songs and bring them back. But what the heck?
Yes. Leonard fenced to all. Willard W. Willard had a couple of words he wanted to say. Willard, you want to say something?
In a second. I want you to know, I wonder if you'd play a terse song for me. Jerry Reed's Lord, Mr. Ford.
You want to hear that?
Yeah.
When you want to hear it?
How about right now?
Oh, well, after we talk about a couple of important things, we'll get it on.
Okay, I'll just lay down here on the floor and listen.
All right, go right ahead. Okay, you ready, folks? Stand by, because I want to tell you this. First, there's a scratchy sensation in the nose and the throat, the dull ache in the bones, and then the sneezes. Oops. Don't forget now, too. You know what you've got? Another cold. That's right. You can't cure a cold, but you can help ward off colds by keeping your body in top condition with a balanced diet and a sufficient amount of sleep by avoiding drafts.
Well, wait a second. What if some guy got nailed for 2 years, eh?
Wait a minute now. Hold it. Push him outside there.
All right, second, buddy.
Who was that?
Willard W. Willard. He's, you know, poor guy. See, didn't avoid the draft. Matter of fact, he drank four of them before he came in here.
Oh, I see. Well, all right. As we were saying, you got to avoid the drafts unless you're really thirsty by guarding against getting chilled and by staying away, too, from other people with colds. Then, when you get a cold, despite these precautions, you can help your body fight it by taking a hot bath, drinking a glass of hot lemonade or milk, and going to bed. Complete rest is important. Use caution in taking medicines except those prescribed by your doctor. Be especially cautious, rather, about taking laxatives, whether you've got a cold or not. Don't waste your money on nostrums that claim to be a cold. They can't do it. Take care of yourself. Eat right, get plenty of rest, and you won't have to worry about getting rid of that old nasty cold. Excuse me, who was that?
It's me, Price. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Now, you guys settle down. Let's do it. This is for Willard W. Willard here on the show. Jerry Reed, a little scratchy and old, but here's Lord Mr. Ford.
Well, if you're one of the millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching four-wheel buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son. Said me a few choice words. All about that demon, the automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, to be in the finance company owned, a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in a pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy is a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,099. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage had become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Father and mother own one whole car and a half another. And I bet that half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars placed end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pass. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord didn't made the moon and face. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done?
Come away with me, Lucille.
Am I smoking, choking automobile?
Moving into part two of the Gene Price Show, here is a gentleman here, a doctor of proctology. Doctor, what did you want to say?
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
That is right there. Johnny Paycheck, the song was not written by Johnny. It was written by David Allan Coe, who he himself is rather a large, I guess, anti-establishment type person, isn't he? To say the least, yeah, did you, David Allan? You'll notice part of the lyric in there, got himself a brand new flat-top haircut and really thinks he's cool. Well, to each his own, see, because before it was always the guys who wore the long, shaggy hair down to their shoulders that caught all the flack. And anyway, that's David does wear the long, shaggy hair. And has multiple tattoos all over his arms, knuckles, bodies, and I think on his nose. I'm not sure. But anyway, it gives you an idea how he went 180 degrees away from his own personal lifestyle. And that's not an editorial comment, just more or less describing the way he wrote the song. Anyway, how are you? Hi, I'm Gene Price, and this is the part two of our show. This being a Friday, getting ready for a nice weekend. I hope it's going to be one for you. One of the prettiest songs, I felt that from the moment I heard this, to come along and into country music, came out a couple of years back. Roy Head, it was never as big, in my opinion, as it should have been. You listen carefully and see if you would agree or disagree. Come to me. Here's Roy Head.
You're asking me to understand your feelings, to just forget my own and let you go. Darling, I won't raise a hand to stop you. Just let me say one thing before you go. Come to me if ever you get lonely. Just reach out your hand and there I'll be. My love will light your way out of the darkness. If you
ever need a true love, come to me. I believe that time alone will change you, will bring you back to me. So when you grow tired of chasing rainbows, just make a wish for love and there I'll be. Come to me if ever you get lonely. Just reach out your hand and there I'll be. My love will light your way out of the darkness. If you ever need a true love, come to me.
Asking me to understand your feelings, to just forget my own and let you walk away. You know that I won't raise a hand to stop you. Just let me say this before you leave.
I love that song. I love the way he does it. And as I have kiddingly joked about before, the song is written by Gene Price, spelled the same as mine. And people stop me on the street and say, "Hey, Turkey." They always, you know, refer to me as a name. And I can understand why, too. But they would say, "Hey, are you the same Gene Price who wrote that song, Come to Me?" I say, "No, I'm not. I'll be honest, I'm not. I'm the guy who's been taking credit for it, though." So, heck of a writer, isn't he? Maybe it's the name. You think so?
I doubt it.
Well, anyway, tell you what, let's do. Let's get on to Ronnie Millsap after we talk about some important things right now that may be of interest to you. What's the mission of our military aircraft command? To find out, we ask Air Force Sergeant Jean Romain. That's, or Jean Romain, if you would. She told us that MAC is the you call, we haul, you all group. Hey, Jean, you sound like a country girl. MAC has a specified cargo hauling, people hauling type mission, she said. And without MAC, there's no command that could perform their duties. Yes, MAC is an important specified command. But no matter what unit or branch of the service that you work for, remember, we are all partners in peace. Okay, here's my man, Mr. Millsap. Here's Ronnie. Let my love be your pillow.
Let me turn your life into a beautiful dream. won't promise you there won't be hard times. We'll share whatever comes down each road of life. And if things turn out wrong, you can turn to me. Let my arms be your blanket when you sleep. Just let my love be your pillow. Lay your worries down, they'll rest your head on me. Just let my love be your pillow. Let me turn your life into a beautiful dream. Let my
All right, Ronnie Millsap. All right. Oh, big round of applause. That one obviously was done before a live audience and was taken from the album and turned into, oh, rather a large single for Ronnie sometime back. Let me tell you something right now, if I may. I want to play you a song right now by Eddie Rabbitt. This song, oddly enough, went in two different directions. It became probably the most, or the bestseller among pop audiences, but by the same token, it became one of the least requested songs with country people. You listen in, I think you'll see why. It's definitely more pop than country, but it went both ways. So here's Eddie Rabbitt and what was the big hit. This is Suspicions.
I'm so glad that I met you, baby. And I'm so proud when we walk down the street. And I know it's crazy to worry like I do. But I get this feeling that I'm losing you. I get these suspicions, even though I know that you love me, baby, and I really shouldn't feel this way. Suspicion, I can't help it, you're just so good looking. I'm afraid somebody's gonna steal you away from me. When I go out to a party, every head in the room, and I just know what's on every man's mind. I try to fight it, but it gets me sometimes. I get the suspicion, even though I know that you love me, baby, and I really shouldn't feel this way. I can't help it, you're just so good-looking. I'm afraid somebody's gonna steal you when you lay by my side.
myself, but what I'm thinking of, I get these suspicions. Even though I know that you love me, baby, and I really shouldn't feel this way. Suspicion, I can't help it, you're just so good. I'm afraid somebody's gonna steal my baby. Suspicion.
All right, guys. All right. All right, you win. Okay, that's Eddie Rabbit. That song is titled Suspicious. Pardon me. I'm sorry. I was talking through the window there to one of the engineers here at the station. I was kidding the engineers, making some jokes about him and all this, and they, you know, they took it that I meant it the wrong way, thinking that they were dumb, and that's not true. It's not true at all. And they got a little upset, and I guess, when was it, last week, they might... And believe it or not, went back to the States and had a march on Washington. And but it didn't work out because they got lost right outside of Seattle. I'm only kidding.
Standing in that silent hall, waiting for that final call. Says he doesn't love me anymore. Shaking hands, I pack a bag. Trembling voice, I call a cab. Slowly, I start walking to the door. Getting through these doors has been so slow. L.A. International Airport, where the big jet engines roll. L.A. International Airport, I won't see him anymore. Stewardess in a miniskirt, a hippie in a leather shirt, started on the way to Naples Road. While I'm wondering where it's at, I see a Paris diplomat. College kids are trying to get back home. Baggage cart goes quickly by. I see my case and I start to cry. Stumble to the lounge to be alone. And while I'm trying to get some rest, I bite my lips and try my best to fight the pain that's making me leave home. L.A. International Airport, where the big jet engines roll. L.A. International Airport, I won't see him anymore. With silver wings across the sky, paper trails have waved goodbye to those below who've got to stay at home. I wish that I had flown at night, so I could take that champagne flight, rid myself of every tear I own. Soaring high above the heavens in a 747, fighting back the tears that curse my eyes. Captain's voice so loud and clear amplifies into my ear, assuring me I'm flying friendly skies. L.A. International
There it is, L.A. International Airport. Recently, I flew a commercial liner, and I asked the captain, I said, "Captain, do you guys drink in the lounge?" He said, "No, we get crocked in the cockpit just like everybody else."
Well, I'm sure you got off the flight.
Yes, I did.
Well, good thinking, Leonard. Hey, we're going to do this right now. We're going to have to, we have time for two more if we hurry right along, and I want to get both of them in. Right now, the heritage that you and I share as Americans has been given to us by many great men and women. One of these was Nathan Hale. When he was only 20 years old in 1776, Hale embarked on a dangerous mission disguised as a Dutch schoolmaster. He penetrated the British lines around New York City to discover their plans. He was caught, sentenced as a spy, and he was hanged the next day. Nathan Hale was a martyr to the cause of liberty. His last words were, "My only regret is that I have but one life to lose for my country." Nathan Hale wrote a brave chapter in our nation's history. He is part of our American heritage. All right, let's go on out, Mr. Campbell. We have time for two. This will be one of the two. Hopefully we can get them both in. This is Sweet Dream Baby. Glenn Campbell remaking a hit of 1962. Now, the original of that, the original was by Roy Orbison back in 62, written by Cindy Walker, a very prolific country songwriter. Time to go, very prolific country songwriter. His name is Sonny Curtis. Wrote this for the Everlys. Here's Anne Marie.
Think about the love that burns.
As I mentioned, it was written by Sonny Curtis for the Everly Brothers way back 1961 was the first time around. It was the number one song nationwide, too. Big hit, too, for those fellas. And it was redone just about 2 years ago, and that's the version you heard right there, Ann Murray. And Walk Right Back. You folks probably have had a little bit of a kind of a sore throat, not laryngitis, but kind of flirting with it, I suppose. And see, what I'm going to do is just go down and do some gargling with special formula my doctor gave me.
Let me take a look at that label. 12 years old. That's a good doctor you got. Don't lose him and give me his name.
All right, I will. Hey, listen, have a super weekend. This is Gene Price thanking you for listening. You take good care. Hang in there. Goodbye. God bless you. Hope to see you on Monday. Have a good one.